This is Work It on CNA 938. I'm Chu Wee Lin. Researchers from MIT's research enterprise in Singapore, known as the Singapore-MIT Alliance for Research and Technology Center, have made a breakthrough together with Temasek Life Sciences Laboratory. They've developed a technology that enables the real-time detection of drought stress in plants. So what's the significance of this innovative technology, and could it be a way to improve crop production? Well, here to tell us more is Professor Michael Strano. He is co-lead principal investigator from the Disruptive and Sustainable Technologies for Agricultural Precision, or DISTAP. He is also the co-corresponding author of a paper which documents the use of this new method. Also joining us is Song Wang, who is the lead author of that paper and also a research scientist at DISTAP. So thank you both for joining me on Work It today. Could you first explain what exactly is drought stress, Professor Strano?
Well, drought stress occurs in plants when they don't receive the amount of water that they need for their basic functions. So plants will drink water by evaporating water at their leaves, and this creates a pressure drop which sucks water up from whatever medium they're in, soil. When what we call the water potential, when that falls near their roots or near the bottom of the plant, there's not enough water to come up and hydrate their tissues. So this water stress, which occurs during drought, and because of climate change globally, we can expect more of that. That leads to tissue loss, and it leads to yield loss. And so it means less food for people. It's a very significant problem in not just Southeast Asia, but globally. The problem we're trying to solve is, how do you detect drought stress early? All of the methods that are available, including just farmers can look at a leaf and tell that there was not enough water for this plant. But even very sophisticated ways of measuring, like genetic markers, they've all been shown to occur too late, meaning by the time you get an indication that there's drought stress, you've already lost yield. So what we're working on are indications that could give a farmer information right away that there's water stress, they need to irrigate more, they need to increase flow rate. We need that information very, very quickly. So in this work, what we've done is we've made a sticker that a farmer can apply, apply to a plant and then take off again. But while it's on, they can use very simple instrumentation like a smartphone. And from that, they can get very detailed, sophisticated information about what is happening in the plant. The sticker has small needles. We call them micro needles, and they poke through the leaf lamina. But interestingly enough, micro needles are so small that the organism, including if you use them in humans or if you use them in the plant can't detect that it's being poked with this. It's a needle so small that the organism doesn't detect that the needle's there. So there's no response from just applying the sticker. But inside the needles is a sensor that we've made that can detect, in this case, pH, whether something is acidic or basic. And what we show in this work is that we can detect the small change in acidity that occurs very early on. Really days before you start to get tissue loss in a plant. It's a very early detector of whether a plant is undergoing this type of water stress. So we're very excited about that. And in this work also, the fact that the needle is a cone shape, we show that there's something innovative there, that you can use this cone to actually map the acidity inside the plant as a function of depth. So it's a new concept, again, just with a smartphone, but it's a way of from a distance, you actually don't have to contact the plant. From a distance, you can see the depth profile of acidity inside the plant. And that has to do with the fact that the needle is this cone shape. So there's innovation in this work. One is the fact that we're able to use a material that can change its color in response to the acidity. And Song, the lead author, Song was able to tune that color change right into the sweet spot of where the plant tends to change its acidity when it's under drought stress. So there's a lot that's demonstrated here that I think could be very helpful for farmers.
It sounds very useful indeed. Song, tell us why you decided to focus on this area of research.
Oh yeah, because the drought stress that we focus on, that one is very common for the farmers. But usually when you see it, when you see the leaf yellowing or withering, it's too late. So it's irreversible influence on the plant. So what we want is to detect it in advance. So far with this technique, we can detect the chemical change in the plant. So we can in advance to detect what this plant is facing the drought stress. Then we can tune our strategy for the watering or something. So far, we use this our technique. We can detect in 2 or 3 days in advance before the irreversible damage to the plant. So in this way, we can help the farmers to better organize operation to the plant. And also, very important is we do not need very expensive and large equipment to do this. All you want is just because we convert it to the color change, all you want is just a take photo or use a smartphone and with a very cheap lens.
Right. Professor Strano, all it takes is a sticker which you put on the plant's leaf, but how costly is each sticker, and is it something that the farmers would be able to afford?
So the sticker that we used was made of silk, and my colleague Benedetto Morelli at MIT is a silk expert. And it's silk that we derive right from the cocoons of silkworm. And actually, your listeners may not know, but actually, silk is completely edible. In the United States, we actually use a thin layer of silk. We coat our vegetables with it, and we eat it. I don't know if that technology is in Singapore yet, but it has greatly improved the shelf life of foods. So to answer your question, Lynn, the sticker is made of silk. Our sticker is not designed to be edible. It's designed for a farmer to apply and then remove. But the silk itself is low enough cost that in the United States we're coating everything with it. So it's a good point. I think that farmers need technology that's economical and also easy to use. Song highlighted the ease of use and the low cost instrumentation, but the sticker itself should be very low cost.
What do you think this pioneer method means for the agriculture sector, or is it still in the early stages?
Oh no, we're applying tools like this for farmers. And I think in the recent past, a scientist could study plants and crops and could do a variety of laboratory assays to figure out in detail what's happening. But this has been expensive and has not been accessible to the farmer. So if you look at what a farmer is able to measure economically, it's a much smaller list, and the amount of information they're able to collect is much less. So what we're trying to do at Distep through the SMART program is we're trying to make tools that can give advanced analytical information to the farmer in a usable way, very low cost and easy to deploy. And that's going to be very important for next generation agriculture.
Could you give us some examples of how this technology is already being harnessed in the real world?
Well, what we've demonstrated in this paper, although we use drought stress as an important problem to address, these microneedles can be loaded with sensors for a wide variety of things. So one of the things that we're doing now is we're using the same type of form factor, this sticker, to measure a hormone called auxin. And when plants want to grow, they will make a hormone called auxin, and that's the signature that they're happy and they want to grow. And we're now testing in farms a sticker where we're actually measuring this signal over time, and that can give farmers an early indication that their environment and the conditions that they've used for growth are favorable to the plant, and it can forecast that they're going to have low yield or high yield. I think this has been greatly needed. Another thing similar Similar sensors can predict stress very early on. It's a similar story. If your plants are under stress, if they have a disease or a bacterial infection, if the temperature is wrong or not adjusted, then the plant is undergoing stress that over time will result in yield loss. Well, if we could get indicators early to the farmer so they can adjust those conditions and they can stave off yield loss, then that would be a big impact. It means yields go up, it means a larger harvest, and we absolutely need this if we're going to address the emerging problems that are coming with climate change.
Do you think this technology can be used in developing countries where maybe the mobile connectivity is not so good, and especially in agricultural areas?
Yes, and that's why we have focused on, there are very sophisticated assays that we can put into the laboratory, but we've been thinking from day one, we've been thinking about how do we get this into the hands of farmers out in the middle of the field in resource limited in environments. You're right about Wi-Fi connectivity. That's why we need things like simple color changes, simple things that you could image with a smartphone. So actually to use Song's assay, you really just need a very low cost camera. The camera itself in your smartphone is about maybe 30 Singapore dollars. And so but we could even design instrumentation that's even lower cost than that. So we're thinking about something that's very, very low cost and something you could just look at the sensor and see if there's stress.
You talked about how you've been trialing some of these at farms. Are these farms located in Singapore?
Yes. Yeah. So we have in at Distep, one of the things we're focused on is helping Singapore reach its goals of 30 by 30. So Singapore has a plan to try to produce 30% of its nutritional needs by the year 2030. And so there have been a variety of indoor farms, controlled environment farms that are exploring different ways in which they can capitalize on the increased growth rates and cycles and resource utilization that could help Singapore reach its goals. There's this type of environment is an opportunity, but it's also it needs proper instrumentation and resources in order to make full advantage of that approach. If you're going to control the environment of the growth of your crops, well, you have complete control over the whole environment. So the question is, how do you adjust those in time as the plant grows? How do you maximize yield? And we're in a very exciting time where we finally have the information now where we can tune growth and we can maximize yield. What Singapore in particularly needs is what I call crop modularity. So as the market changes, if there's a deficit in the market for particular food stuff, you would like farmers to be able to drop in new crops just on the fly and have a system that can automatically optimize the growth for that plant using information from the plant. Does the plant need more water? Is it undergoing water stress? But you don't want to overwater. Or what about think about the lighting or carbon dioxide, or all of these are inputs to the plant. We need information from the plant quickly in order to see if it's responding well. And in that way, we can maximize growth. So that's the dream of the industry, and we're making progress, but we need tools like the ones that we're talking about now.
Have you tested whether this method would work under extreme weather conditions, such as super heavy rain and floods and things like that?
You bring up a good point. Yeah, that the tool also has to be usable in the field when there are these extreme events. But climate change, what we're seeing in the region, it's changing the amount of rainfall. I know we get a great amount of rainfall in Singapore, but it is changing, and it's changing over time, and it's going to be moving in a negative direction, and there needs to be a lot of planning for that. And we're also seeing higher salinity in freshwater where rice is grown. We're seeing that become higher, having more salt. So it's changing the areas where we can farm, and we have to move quickly to adapt. Sensors are going to be a big part of that. Also, plant engineering and breeding is going to be a part. So these are problems that Distap is trying to work to address, and so that Singapore is positioned the best it can be for the changes that are coming.
All right, very interesting. And thank you both for shedding light on this extremely interesting project that you've been working on. I wish you all the best for the coming year.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. Thank
Thank
you.
you. I've been speaking to Professor Michael Strano. He is co-lead principal investigator from the Disruptive and Sustainable Technologies for Agricultural Precision, or DISTAP. He is also the co-corresponding author of a paper which documents the use of this new method. With us was the paper's lead author, Song Wang, who is also research scientist at DISTAP.